I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So this week's been a weird week. We heard that the Democratic presidential candidate, Andrew Yang, he speaking out against circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
First time a presidential candidate has ever addressed dick snipping.
Yeah.
And then John Hickenlooper.
Yeah, what about Mr. Hickenlooper?
He's also a Democratic presidential candidate.
Okay.
Who isn't?
Maybe too many, yeah.
And he admitted this week that he took his mom to see Deep Throat.
The 70s porn.
So Democrats aren't doing so well.
Not apparently, no.
Well,
I've never even heard of John Hickenlooper.
John Hickenlooper.
That's not even sound like a real name.
Is he 70? Is he 60?
Doesn't
60
sound like
years
a
old?
Real name?
Like he was old enough to take his mom to see Deep Throat.
Sounds like John Jingleheimer Schmidt.
John Hickenlooper Heimer Schmidt.
He's not the guy who was...
There he is.
Yeah.
Well.
That is a weird one.
Final season of America.
Is he going to talk about it here?
I don't know.
Governor John Hickenlooper for a CNN Democratic presidential town hall. We have one more audience question, but before
Colorado
we get
governor.
To that, we've been looking
He's
at
governor?
Your memoir.
Colorado.
And you have a lot of interesting stories in that book. One of them is about the time you went to see an X-rated movie with your mother.
Bet he wishes he didn't write that, huh?
Yeah.
You have the floor, sir.
Bet he wishes he doesn't have a toupee either.
Thank you so much for that question.
Anytime.
I thought it was better to write a book to let people really see who you were and the dumb things you did as well as the smart things.
And where is that on the
that's
spectrum?
On the dumb side.
Okay.
I was the youngest of four, and as I said, my dad died right after I turned eight, and my mother and I had a pretty tempestuous relationship. She was just the most amazing person, and I went off to college, and for the first time, she was alone in the house, and I didn't realize how powerful that was. Till I got home at Thanksgiving, I called a friend in Philadelphia, and these were, I didn't know what an X movie was. We thought it was a little naughty, but we didn't think it was that bad. You gotta understand, I was 18 years old. And so,
it's
I
called
came
Deep
home,
Throat, you idiot!
To cook.
I knew what it was.
I mean,
about.
She was just a
strong, afraid to say it.
Powerful woman who got stuff done in her own right. And I got home and she had this huge dinner laid out. And I said, I promised Jed that we would go to the movie theater and see this new movie. You want to come? And it's an X movie. I don't know.
Hickenlooper's
a
freak.
You're a freak, Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper, you're a goddamn hero on a political stage, Hickenlooper. You're nothing but a two-bit circus freak.
Guys, settle down. He's not too bad. He's a freak. He's not very bad. You know what I mean?
Governor Freako.
Governor of Colorado. He gets things done. You know what I mean?
You high all the time? You circus freak. You take your mom to see pornographic films?
What's a big whoop? What's a big whoop?
There's a lot of big whoops. Circus freak.
At least it's in the audience.
So why you got a hand job from his mom, baby?
Oh my God.
And that's who voted for Hickenlooper.
Yeah.
The residents of Colorado.
Right
they didn't know what
Come
they
on,
were doing.
Big whoop.
Big whoop. Sometimes you see porn with your mom.
Who hasn't?
I unfortunately have.
Oh, that's,
yeah, exactly.
You're a freak, Hickenlooper.
You're a circus freak, Dave.
You didn't see an X-rated movie.
No, it wasn't important, but it was a very inappropriate
well
you didn't know.
Movie.
It wasn't called Deep Throat.
Right.
This
yeah.
is the thing.
It wasn't called Wussy Licker or anything.
Yeah.
Take my mom to see that.
I've never seen Deep Throat.
Mm-mm.
was it full on? Did they show stuff, or was it just basically like the same level of dirty that like
have any of us
a movie
seen
of today?
I haven't seen Deep Throat.
We've all heard of it. It's famous.
I think you're not going to find it in what you're searching for right now, Dave. Deep Throat videos.
The original.
Deep Throat, yeah. The original movie. Thank
there you go. That's
Let's
what
find out.
Put.
See what Hickenlooper saw with his mom.
Okay, there's some. They saw everything.
So how long did...
Don't listen to this, Chuck.
It's not on.
Don't listen to this.
It won't even play anyway.
Yeah, it won't let me watch it.
It's an hour and 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's too big for this computer to handle. Mm-hmm.
We didn't hear the Hickenlooper's full story, but it took so long to get to it.
You know why? Because he had to say 15 things like that his dad died and all these things have happened and how great his mom is. And then he could be like, and we went and I got a hand job.
Oh, yeah, there is. Full-on penetration. There's double penetration. There's oral HJ. There's everything you can.
Yeah. So, I never seen
Where
it.
Where did he
cause
go
why
to
would
see
you watch
Deep Throat at? Like, they didn't
at
show
the
that
theater.
At... They showed it at the
porno
movie theater.
Yeah.
But so there you go again. Like, how do you mistake?
You know what, though? Was it full-on? Did you have to see that movie in a porno theater?
I don't
think
so. I think he just said it was an X-rated movie.
Or was that in wide release? Deep Throat.
I think it was
That's
in regular
wild time.
I think
it was in the 70s.
Yeah,
was,
I think
just
it was
in
a
movie
wild
theater and you own. Accidentally, you're like a kid.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to go see whatever.
And... Wonder what this is about.
Jeez, you wander in.
We snuck in.
Oh, my Jesus.
Oh, jeez. Some of that stuff looks super
fun. You got your popcorn and your junior mints, and you're like, what's Deep Throat?
Star Wars was books, and we picked another movie.
Yep.
No, it couldn't
about
have.
Star Wars. I think it's about some kind of aliens in their throats.
Swallowing or something. Yeah, they swallowed dudes whole.
Like the Body Snatchers, but it's different already.
Jesus. Wait a second.
What is she doing?
It's a full on porn. I mean, this. Yeah.
I just had never seen
shaven. There's everything you can imagine.
It's nice of them to have that back then.
Shaven.
That's wild for that time.
I know, ahead of the times.
Yeah, it really was. Progressive.
Probably what kicked off the whole craze. Thank you for kicking it off.
It ends with a big old Deep Throat.
Well sure. Yeah, it's got to.
Sure.
And a rocket launch.
And a rocket launch. Mm-hmm. You got to have the rocket launch.
Oh, maybe they couldn't show the finale and that's how they did it.
Oh, I think they showed the finale.
You think? I didn't know.
I mean, they're showing that.
Butt cheeks spread wide open. Yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't show.
Well, I just thought it was just like a...
It's hard because all we can see is stills every 10 minutes.
Yeah, we can't actually watch the movie because it's still downloading it.
Maybe the concept of the movie is they have to have sex so many times for this rocket to launch. And then they're like, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was a story.
I don't know what the plot line to Deep Throat was.
No, I don't either.
So people who are going to the movies in the 70s aren't listening. They can't tell us where you could see Deep Throat.
I'm sure some of them. And did y'all see Deep Throat? 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Did you have to go see it in a porn theater? Now, mind you, back in the 70s, they had way more porn theaters than they do now. I mean, there's very little now.
But how could that guy mistake? He just didn't.
No, he knew. I don't know. Come on, you can't believe anything anyone says.
It officially premiered at the World Theater in New York on June 12th, 1972. It was the forefront of the golden age of porn. Featured a plot, character development, and relatively high production values. One of the first porn films ever. It earned mainstream attention and it launched the porno chic trend. Even though the film was banned in some jurisdictions.
I didn't know there was a golden age of porn.
There was.
Well, yeah, that's when, like, you know, it's basically the Dirk Diggler age.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. 1984 it ended.
Yeah, right as I was born.
Man, Ebert gave it no stars.
I love that Siskel and
that's
Ebert
hilarious.
Saw
and he gave him the rare zero
so it
stars.
Must have been like a mainstream, more of a mainstream movie at the time.
I just know like in 70s movies, whenever there's like two rough 70s cops walking down a New York street on the beat trying to just take a bite out of crime, there's always walking by some theater that's like trash is blown by and it's a Deep Throat.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in New York or whatever.
Yeah, numbers as high as 600 million, equivalent to 3.6 billion today, have been cited, which would make Deep Throat one of the highest grossing films of all time. So it must have been in wide release. It couldn't just be in porn.
That's what I thought. That in wide release.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Carl, you had a comment.
Yeah, I was just going to kind of give you a little insight on what the movie was about. The premise of the movie was that there was a girl that she couldn't get off on normal, regular sex, and that her doctor had found out that her G-spot was in her throat, so she could only get off by giving beaters and things like that.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
What a hell of a condition.
Let's get more of that throat G-spot stuff.
You know, I saw a video of that exact thing.
Girls get off that way?
Mm-hmm.
So is that the woman with the big hair?
Linda Lovelace. Linda Lovelace was the star of Deep Throat.
I know that name.
She had the throat G-spot. Wow, she's hitting that G-spot right there. Let's go to Nomad. Skilled. Nomad, you saw it in a theater?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a porn theater. It was out in San Diego, like, first time I was in the Navy and the first time I'd ever been to a porno theater. But, yeah, the whole plot was like her lady spot was in her throat. And Harry Reams was the big porn star at the time, other than Johnny Wadd. And, yeah, I saw that. I'm like, well, that's not such a big deal, is it? I'm like, well, wait a minute. No, that's bigger than mine.
That's a shocker for you.
Yeah, well.
Good old Johnny Wadd.
Yeah, that's funny. That's a bit different than me.
Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Yeah, good. Hey, I saw that. I was following up on that guy. What he said. I saw that in Pontiac in a little porn theater, and it was the same thing. Her lady bits were in her throat, right. And they were trying to figure out why she couldn't get off.
Yeah.
So he was right. It was at Harry Reams, and that was the first time she ever did it. And I thought, oh, my God, man, that thing's a twice the size as mine.
Yeah.
It riveted dudes just like, oh no!
Guys felt bad about themselves.
Look at
like
that.
The start of it.
They'd never seen other men's dongs probably before.
I remember seeing porn. There was a photo. It's like etched in my mind. And I don't know if it was fake or not, but it was like there was a black guy.
And the thing was to here.
Yeah, like a tower.
And there were like two girls on it, basically. And I remember seeing that as like a 15-year-old or whatever and being like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I think everybody had that moment.
But do you think...
I'm killing myself.
So it's funny to think then before that, before like the golden age of porn, guys would have only seen other guys flaccid in locker rooms and stuff. And so even if you had a small one, you were rocking. You probably had a lot of confidence. You weren't concerned about the size of your dong because you couldn't compare it to anything.
Now, at the same time, like I know that
it's proven that porn has given people body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
The dudes especially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was like probably guys in the military that before the golden age of porn.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, they all saw porn. It just was.
It was like normal.
Yeah, I mean, like, my dad, they had, like, they called them, like, stag films.
Yeah, but it was just, like, hippies and regular wieners. It wasn't, they didn't find the circus freaks.
What year was the first porn film?
Oh, my God.
A dynamite question.
They're probably, like, 18. Black and white and silent films.
Huh?
First porno.
No idea. Yeah.
There's silent porns I've seen.
Yep. 1896.
Please. Yeah, there you go.
Really?
So, the second...
Le coucher de la Marie, or Bedtime for the Bride.
Yeah.
It's a French erotic short film considered to be one of the first pornographic films ever made.
Of course.
Yeah. It was screened in Paris in November 1896, and within
Once
a year
you could.
Of the first public screening.
They have a YouTube. Let me see.
Oh, you want to watch a little Coucher de la Marie?
They won't show it for real.
Is there like old-timey music? No, it's just music, I'm sure.
She's really dressed.
Yes, she is.
That's a lot of clothes to take off.
There's no sound.
Come on, buddy.
People are not hot. I do not want to see them have.
No. Well, is she going to bust out of her dress right here?
I don't think YouTube can show that. So,
She's getting undressed, my friend.
Show a little leg.
She's taking off her bustier.
Some stuff on YouTube, they don't.
He's sweating. He's wiping the sweat off.
Oh, sure. He's hot. They haven't invented air conditioning.
He's extremely hefty.
Yeah. Can you imagine 1896? You'd want to kill yourself just from being alive.
Is he reading the paper?
I think so.
Yeah.
This is foreplay.
Jesus.
Or is this just like it was like a voyeuristic film?
Oh, where that's
so like he's not supposed to know
layers?
She's changing and
He's peeping. He's a peeping.
So that's what it is. That's probably like the most naked you saw anyone back then.
Yeah, they were like, whoa, so ho.
You know?
Yeah. Cleavage. I saw her elbow.
Fascinating.
Yeah. It is fascinating.
The history of porn.
Yeah, yeah, we kind of dove in deep here. Anyway, back to Hickenlooper.
Oh, Hickenlooper, oh, yes. Yeah. The freak.
So Hickenlooper, the governor of Colorado, is a freak who was on a talk show admitting that he took his mom to see Deep Throat. The best part of the story was that even when they found out it was a porn, his mom refused to leave.
I'm staying.
Oh, my God. She's a freak, too.
Yeah.
You come from a family of freaks.
Hickenlooper said, I said repeatedly, Mom, I think we should go. We got to go. But once she paid, she said she was going to stay to the end.
I'm going to see
Did he
through.
Stay too? He stayed and watched
mom was
it
the
with
ride.
Her?
Well, mom was
he
his
didn't
ride.
Leave?
Doesn't sound like he left. Because how would he know she stayed to the end?
At the same time, guys, you have to understand that there was so much buzz with this movie that I'm sure people were like, well, we know it's going to be dirty, but everybody's talking about
it. It's really dirty.
You know, it's the Star Wars of porn.
You don't watch it with your mom.
I understand that you don't, but what I'm saying is I understand why she had probably heard about it and decided to.
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Lee.
I didn't. I'm not in your screen.
It all of a sudden started playing for me.
And so, right in a filthy scene.
Oh, no, so there you go.
So there was finale scenes. We've just confirmed.
Yeah. We don't have to keep watching it.
So
70s.
That lady.
Yes,
she watched it with her son.
70s. That's crazy. Can you imagine? So I saw a scene from the movie with Richard Gere and Diane
Lane,
where it was, you know, it was too much to see with your parents, but there was no penetration or ejaculation or masturbation.
No, it wasn't a
none
porn.
Of the
shots. Wasn't a porn.
I cannot imagine sitting in a porn on a big screen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
With my mother.
Well, no, because you had to assume that stuff was going on in that place with people.
You'd have to.
There were a bunch of people, by the way, that said they saw it in a regular movie, especially in like smaller towns when they didn't have a porn movie, porn theater. It was so popular they showed it in regular movies like late at night or even some drive-thrus. We had reports that people, that's where they saw it. It's crazy.
Mm.
Porn at a drive-thru. There's adult drive-thrus, though, right?
Was there?
There were
drive-ins.
I think it was all about the time. It was like a normal. It could be a normal movie for like, and then they would like clear everybody out, and then like at midnight, which was like so late, then they would start the adult films because I think there were people that lived close to a drive-in that I knew, and they would talk about like at night. Sometimes you'll see. Crazy stuff.
That's hilarious.
You know?
Sometimes you'll be looking to the stars.
Exactly.
And the moon, and then you look to slightly.
Well, you know, years ago, my aunt and uncle had a house, and from their upstairs bedroom window in the guest room, you could see the drive-in movie. And it was amazing. There was never porn. But we'd go up there, and we found the radio station, and we were able to tune in, and it was like, so all the, they'd have a big Irish party, and all the kids would be upstairs looking out the window watching a movie.
It's Deep Throat, guys.
Buckle up, it's going to be a wild night.
No, there, I did see some things I probably shouldn't have seen at that
Dave's
young age.
Parents brought the weed.
But definitely did not see Deep Throat.
No.
From that upstairs bedroom window. But there you go. And the bottom line is, Hickenlooper, you're a freak.
Yeah, you're a freak.
Hickenlooper.
Like, just.
He'll never be elected
like, honestly,
president.
Just no. Stop
you saw
running.
Porn with your mom.
Stop running now. Like, if you wrote that in a book, like, I understand that there's a group of people that'd be like, yeah, but you know what? He gets things done. You know, we know it's what the country needs. Like, I do understand that he has some upside for some. But you can't write that in a book and become president.
No.
Well, wait, you can.
You can.
Sure you can.
It's a different time.
What are you guys thinking about? You can do whatever you want.
I just don't see it with Hickenlooper.
Someone said funniest comment ever. There are finale scenes. We've just confirmed.
Yep.
Different kind of breaking news here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You know, I had a nice vision this morning, just imagining how horrible it would be for Lisa Way to be in this position. Because Lisa Way was a nanny at one point in her professional life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And this is a nanny with a twist, Lise. A couple posted an ad on a British website for a part-time nanny to babysit their twin daughters. Mm-hmm. There is a stipulation. You must dress up as a Disney princess.
I saw the cash amount. Is there a cash amount there?
There is a cash
amount. I would do it for that.
$53,000.
Disney princess time.
Yeah, I'll dress up as a princess.
As a goddamn Disney princess. That's what Andy is, a Disney princess.
Green Beanarella.
He puts out his smoke.
Hey, kids. Listen. Cinderella, Cinderella. Here comes a Cinderella.
Green Beanarella.
Yeah.
No, man. It's for 53 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the couple said their five-year-old daughters are obsessed with Disney princesses, and dressing up as a princess would be the best way to communicate important values to them. They say the right person will have a creative flair and be able to share that love of the princesses with our girls. You have to pick up the twins from school 4 days a week and arrange a variety of activities like arts and crafts, baking, and singing. You'd also be responsible for cooking dinner and assisting with their bedtime routine. You got to be looking for a long-term job, though. The couple wants to keep the nanny in their daughter's lives for the foreseeable future.
Oh, so, it's
Andy,
good, though.
If you lived in the UK, you could actually do this because it's just after school until bedtime.
Yeah.
So you could leave here every day, get a little nap in, mm-hmm. put on your princess outfit,
right.
go pick up the girls, bring them home.
But did you hear what you have to do? You have to do arts and crafts and singing.
That'd be terrible.
Baking, singing,
you know, like you'd hate, that'd be terrible. I'd be like, you girls do crafts, I'm going to go outside and smoke a joint.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to learn some stuff. Costume.
Yeah, Snow White just smoking a split.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what happened to your life.
Yeah, I'm like, why did it come to this? I needed an extra 53 grand so bad. Wish I would have made different choices.
Stella would have done anything for anyone dressed as a Disney princess, though.
I think a lot of young girls would.
Oh, my God. Like, she
it's
loved
kind
that.
Kind of a brilliant idea. They would listen to a princess yeah. more than they would
yeah.
probably.
They're basically hiring a parent.
Yeah. Yes, they
well,
are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, as we mentioned, 53 grand a year for a part-time job, as well as compensation for any costumes. And you get 25 vacation days as well.
I wonder if you sign like a contract.
They don't mention that.
Because they want long term. Because yeah. I couldn't do it long term.
No.
It just pushed me into radio quicker. That's what happened when I was a nanny.
Yeah. You're like, I gotta get
out of this. This is awful.
Gotta have a clean driving record, a valid license, first aid training, and 2 years babysitting experience. But the job's up for grabs right now, if anyone's interested.
The kids weren't awful. It was the parents that were awful.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, it's
tough
rich
to deal
parents.
With. Yeah. Yeah, tough to deal with.
Yeah.
All right, anyone that's hiring a nanny full time.
Yeah, especially if you're going to pay someone 53 grand a year.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. For part time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's literally like, what, from 3 or 4 p.m. until 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
You got 4 hours of princessing in you.
Yeah.
And you're good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A groundbreaking new sex survey has revealed that people are dirtier than ever. No shock to us here on the Dave and Chuck the Freak show. We've known that for a long, long time. And as we also have known, cuckolding
has seen a huge spike.
It might be the year of the cuckold.
Yeah.
I think we said that already. We predicted that this year would be year of the cuckold. A third of men now fantasize about watching their partner have sex with other guys. A third of men.
No, thank you. Mm-mm.
That's super high.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Why do guys want another guy in their lady?
I don't know.
What's wrong with us as a society? Thing. They will one day find out what screwed us up, whether it was our milk or our beef. I think
it's our porn.
Yeah, porn.
I do think it's our porn that it's like the whole idea of someone else.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to a psychologist about it.
I would too. Why are more and more men wanting to be put in a situation where they're totally minimized sexually and humiliated in front of their partner? What's going on in our heads that a third of men want that?
Mm, it's a really good question. Someone probably has done a thesis on it, but
yeah,
probably
they've done a cuckold thesis.
That's a great thesis.
If they didn't, they should.
That's a cuckold thesis. Yeah, it is. It's great. What a great idea. I mean, there is something really up with us.
Yeah,
that this is a thing.
It's the spike in it is insane.
Right, the spike in backdoor licking and cuckold banging.
I'd love to have a psychologist on the show.
No psychologist would ever listen to this.
They would, and they have.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Listen. Well, they probably get all the ideas.
I don't know. The stuff we talk about, even in our own lives, you want somebody analyzing you?
Mm. Yeah.
You do.
I find it fascinating.
I do, too, because for most of us, even though it says a third of guys, I don't know anyone who's into it, personally, on a personal level. So to get into the mind of someone who is, to determine what's making them that way, I want to know why.
Yeah,
it's what
weird.
Makes you want to see another man have your wife? In an intimate way.
I don't know. It's got to be about just that feeling, like feeling so small, feeling just so, you know, insignificant.
Right.
And you like that.
Yeah,
someone made an interesting point here. We're all so addicted to porn. Someone banging your wife is like a live action porn.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that as well, but I think it's more than just that.
Yeah.
I think it's more than just that.
You think it's any blurred lines with, like, you know, guys becoming more attracted to guys but without wanting to be?
I think there's a lot of that.
You know what I mean?
Those blurred sexual lines.
Right.
So other things that were revealed in this survey here, 84% of millennials are having sex twice a week. 38% of men are watching porn every day. And despite high levels of porn and self-pleasuring, we still enjoy actual sex. Not great news, though, for the over 40s. Almost a quarter either don't do it at all or just once a week. The largest chunk of this demographic, 62%, has sex between 2 and 3 times a week. 84% of millennials are sexually active at least twice a week, but it's the 18 to 21-year-olds that set an impressive pace. 89% of them are sexually active over twice a week. 22% are active 5 times a week.
Of course, they're 18 to 21.
They should be.
Yeah, I think the big difference now is that it's new people all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
The younger generation also appears to be a lot more unfaithful. Of those in a relationship, only 18% of the over 38s said they had cheated on their partner, but 29% of the youngest group admit to cheating. That's up about 20% since the last survey.
It's easier to find.
That's it. It's right there for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
A whopping 78% of 18 to 21-year-olds have had 6 or more partners already at 18. 6 or more.
That wasn't me.
No. Not me either.
Just 51% of millennials and 61% of over 38 had similar numbers. 18 to 21-year-olds also having the most sex in public.
Hmm.
And despite all the sex, the use of performance-enhancing supplements has surged drastically. Men taking products like Virility Max and Golden Root.
Golden Root?
I just don't know.
29% of men say they've taken that to maintain a stronger erection.
Because you can get it at the gas station.
That's what it is.
Wherever.
But is it easy access? Not good for you, right?
Well, no, we've talked not. About it. No, it's, you know, sometimes it has the actual drug in it. Yes, it so. Shouldn't, but it's not regulated, so.
Right.
Voice changing technology, as Anonymous is with us, in this massive sex survey, they revealed that almost 30% of men are into cuckolding now, higher than ever before. Are you into it?
I guess I'm kind of into it, but mostly it's not necessarily the fact that I'm into. Because like, cuckolding is something that makes you feel inferior as a guy, usually. For me, it's more about my girl doing something with another guy and then them coming home to me because I'm like the better man. And
yeah,
I think that's where a lot of the guys get it from.
Yeah, I think it is a form of cuckolding, though. I mean, I think that is. You know, you'll see like the guy and girl at home, and they set it up where like the pizza guy comes over, and the guy goes and hides in a room, and she bangs the pizza guy, and then he leaves, and then they bang because it's so exciting or whatever. It's this weird, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just a different thing. But we're trying to get to the bottom.
Thanks, man.
But
thanks
more,
for calling
more
in.
People than ever.
Yeah, my buddy's actually a psychologist, and he says that him and at least two other psychologists in his practice listen to us, but they are highly disturbed by a lot of it.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
I bet they're highly disturbed.
Can you imagine?
We're like amateur therapists and the
you
stuff.
You better start studying.
Yeah.
There's a lot to listen to.
I think tapes of our show will help people in the future.
This is where it started.
It'll help. Historians piece together the downfall of everything.
Well, that's true.
Because honestly, stuff comes up in this show that then becomes mainstream sometimes years later.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We have a true peep into people's bedrooms here. People share stuff with us that they don't share with anyone else in their lives.
Yeah.
And so we knew RJs were big years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of hits mainstream.
And I'll tell you, what's coming in 5 years, none of us,
can't even imagine.
You can't even imagine it.
I hope it's not poop. I feel like it's trending poop.
Oh,
no. I hope it's not poop.
Poop's already.
Look, you already done poop.
Yeah, poop's already strong.
Oh, it's
yeah.
some stuff we can't even imagine.
That's what I mean. It's like, it's the way.
Like slap and slap type stuff.
Yeah. It's like the way that technology, you can't predict technology in the future. It'll be something that blows your mind. You can't even imagine it.
I didn't realize a wiener could go in that orifice.
Exactly.
You know, like ear stuff.
Yeah. Nostril stuff.
Ooh.
Also in this survey, it shows that most of us are happy to show our naughty bits more than ever. 88% of women say they've sent someone a naked picture of themselves. 88% have now done that.
Good job, ladies.
That's a huge leap from the last survey a few years ago. Only 64% of women had done it then. Women even less, or guys, sorry, even less embarrassed by it. 83% of guys say they've sent a dick pic. But while the women are more open about this than ever before, they are not impressed with the state of our manhood.
Yeah.
Well, they are also affected by porn. They want humongous dongers.
When it comes to selfies, size matters. 82% of women say they were disappointed by the dick pics they'd been sent over the last year.
Sure. We're only here to let you down.
Right.
The size was disappointing to them.
Yeah.
That's got to be porn, too.
It is. All of it's porn, guys.
Oh, with so much porn being watched, absolutely, that's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Dave's with us here. Now, Dave, you're a cuckold.
You got that right.
Okay, so we're trying to get a little insight into what do you get out of it? What motivates you to see another man with your lady?
It's absolutely simple. After so many years of marriage, it gets dull. She kind of falls into a rut. And then when you watch it, you think she's a maniac and a real freak. And if it's whatever race, whatever age, whatever the situation, it just kind of makes you fantasize that she's a different woman sexually. Like you'd meet another woman on a date. She's just a maniac. You like that.
So and for it's, you, it's more about
it's just spice.
Boredom.
It's spice. Yeah.
Yeah, a little spice.
Yeah, no question. Then the next time you two do it, it's just that's still in your head and it's just better for me. But it's more of a turn on and not so much another guy polluting your wife because you know it's not personally. Mm. But you're almost saying it's like looking up dominatrix or something. You think that's your old lady, something like that. It just gives you a different opinion of what where she might go with sex rather than the same old once a week stuff.
Okay, a couple of questions here. One, how many times have you done it? And two, where are you finding these cuckold guys, the bulls?
Oh, it's all on the internet.
Yeah.
All day.
Yep.
And how many times have you done it?
I don't know. Roughly about 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say 10.
Yeah, no.
1,000? You've had 1,000 dudes in your lady?
Dude, that's right.
Dude, it's every day, all day. I'll tell you that. And it's just odd, dude. It's not you hate your wife. It's not you think she's a pig. It's not really you want to see some other guy defile your wife. It's just, in your opinion, she's becoming something a little more erotic.
Okay, and answer this honestly. Is there a bit of you that likes seeing the other guys nude?
Nothing about that. Mm-hmm. That is no turn on at all. They get in the
job. Okay, well, yeah. you can't say that.
Yeah.
So he said, no, it's not about, no. He's not, nothing turns him on about the other guy.
You'll never find another show where interviews end like that. Where you, like, ask him a question, and then they start talking, and you go, no, just get up, get out, go on, get out of here.
God, Dave, you asked him.
I didn't say he was good up until that, he didn't swear up until then.
Nope,
can't say that, nope. All right, interview over.
Oh, man.
1,000? 1,000 men have been in his wife? Come on.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of guys.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of guys, considering there's only 365 days in a year.
Can't they just, like, drink and go do drugs and go on vacation or something and get wild
spice
together?
Different spice?
I don't know.
Not dick spice.
Yeah, it's weird.
You never know where it's going to go. Some people, that is where it goes. You know, they do stuff together. They, you know, some people, like, you know, you beat the living crap out of someone in the bedroom, you know, and that's what they're into. And it goes down that road. But then every once in a while,
goes down Cuckold Lane.
1,000 guys in you, you know?
I just don't know what woman agrees to that.
Well, and this is the thing. Why is the girl agreeing to it?
Right, so we got it from his perspective. What's she getting out of it?
Just 1,000 different guys. Like, she loves sex with multiple guys, and she's finally with someone who is not going to judge her.
So, shocked to learn in this new study that over 30% of men are into cuckold relationships where they watch another guy with their lady. And we're trying to get some insight into the mindset of that. What makes you go for that? What's happening to us? Why do we want to see that more and more? Some texts that are coming in. Cuckolding? I don't even want someone else driving my car.
Yeah.
Someone said men may like to see their women having sex with someone else because it's a power trip. He sees the woman as his, and he's allowing that sex.
Yeah,
this person says, I'm a psychologist, and I sometimes wonder why I listen to you guys.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening.
I get it.
That's funny that we're making psychologists analyze themselves.
Right.
What am I doing? They're just looking at themselves in a mirror.
Yeah, why would you listen to this?
Tell me, what do you get out of it?
Someone said, cuckolding is the new hall pass in relationships, it seems. So you can get with someone else, but I got to watch it.
Mm. Yeah, but a hall pass is weird.
Goes
when
both ways, usually.
Usually I want a hall pass, so then I let you do some stuff. But these guys aren't in it for themselves. Mm-hmm. They're just giving away free hall passes.
Yeah.
Go bang someone. Do you want to bang someone, dear? No, I don't. I'm good.
Someone said, hey, guys, is cuckold a white guy thing? Because I'm black and I don't think it's a black guy thing.
It's a black guy thing, but usually you're the guy who's banging the chick.
Yeah.
Right. So the black guy's not into the cuckold. He'll just agree to bang another lady.
Right. The bull.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some black guys that are into it, but it seems to be a more Caucasian type issue.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't
more
know.
Caucasian issue.
Caucasian issue.
It's a Caucasian issue.
Yeah.
Someone said Caucasian.
Then you got late Lisa. Go on vacation. Do some drugs.
Seriously.
Yeah. I just don't understand the 1,000 guys.
Yeah, that's a big step. You're right. Maybe just smoke some pot for the first time.
Yeah.
Woo. Give that a try.
Spice it up.
Do some ecstasy or something. Yeah. Get on some Molly.
Hell yeah.
Someone said, me being a single guy right now, I should just start getting on these cuckold sites to get some constant action. It appears it's out there and available.
Yeah.
Oh, it's out there and it is available, but you are going to venture forth in a woman who's had 1,000 guys in her before you. So
you don't know what you're in for.
No.
If you're going to try and just be one of those guys,
man,
you got to be okay with a lot.
I also think, like, you got to bring a skill set to the table.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are bulls for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, It's like they're basically porn stars that aren't on film.
Right.
You know?
In the next 5 years, someone said, super cock poop.
Jesus. Well, you never know. I'm sure there's some crazy stuff. David, you can't even imagine what it's going
to
be.
You want to make this happen in your relationship, right?
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I couldn't do, you know, watch my girlfriend have 1,000 dirty dicks inside of her, but I would watch her with a woman. But is that considered?
No, that's not.
That's like every guy's fantasy.
That is. That's just being a normal male fantasy.
That's just a normal guy.
That's not a
we
cuck.
All come with that program.
Yeah.
It's not unusual.
That's the windows of us.
I'm not a cuckold.
No, you're good.
No.
I mean, at the same time,
you don't want to see that.
I know myself. I don't want to see it because I don't want to share.
Maybe with someone you don't share.
Yeah, I don't like to share. But that was one where I'd be open to discussion.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's not as
know.
Weird as
I feel like you go down that road and then it's like you might as well shake hands.
Well, yeah, they leave you because it's like what,
you know,
a lady's
they leave
better
for the woman.
Yeah, a lady's better.
Like every time. Almost every time they leave for the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone said the black guy's definitely more off than the bulls. And some people do say it's just they're seeing that live porn. They're creating that live porn for themselves.
Live porn, though, is someone that you care about.
Mm-hmm. But that's the only way they can do it.
Yeah, they
like to walk their...
I don't know.
Watch
I think there's like a million different reasons that they do
listen,
it.
Listen, but I've said it before. I think I said it the other day. I find the majority of any kind of amateur porn that is put out there just gross. Mm-hmm. Like, it's disturbing. Mm-hmm. But if you had a chance to, like, get something from someone that you knew, you like them... Then it's all it is the same amateur porn that's out there, like thousands of, but there is something about knowing the person
that's different
that makes it better.
Yeah. That's weird.
In a weird way, you know how we've talked about that women who catch their guys jerking off, but to pictures of them or videos of them, they kind of don't mind. It's a turn on. They're so into them.
Mm-hmm.
Is it kind of like that, but on a different level?
It's on the it's at the highest level of that.
Like they want to see live porn, but they want their lady to be a part of it. They are turned on by them.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Yeah.
A weird compliment in a weird mm-hmm. fetish way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I find it, if it's more degrading, like they're punishing themselves.
Well, it could be that, but it could be that they're punishing the girl. There's a lot of twisted stuff in there, but it also, like, they may not feel like they can satisfy their woman, and so then they bring in a bull who, like, rails some girl. She has 20 orgasms,
yeah.
And it's like, there you go. I took care of you.
Right.
This guy texted in like Lisa would text. A buddy found a couple on Craigslist to cuck, and the guy ate the hmm-hmm out of her hmm-hmm. Afterwards.
That's the original old school cuck.
Yeah.
That's the original.
Wow.
The original form was that the guy was... That's how you know you're being absolutely degraded as the guy.
Dominated.
You're taking part in the final thing.
Someone said, I'm the side guy, but I have the woman send me videos of her man effing her. He knows nothing about me. Well, that's not a cuckold. That's just a cheating bastard.
Yeah.
That's a totally different thing, my friend.
Oh,
you're not.
You know what though? Could you imagine, like you? So you, yeah, you're the side guy, but you like this chick. You do stuff with her. Last thing I want to see
is somebody else banging her.
Is you banging your guy that you're with?
Yeah, it's weird.
No,
side guy.
This guy says, "I love seeing my wife get pleasure, but I would much rather see her with a dildo a million times over than another dude."
Yeah,
that's more normal. This guy knew someone who would actually pay couples to watch them have sex. He just became so bored with normal porn. And that's, again, not a cuckold. It's a fetish. But...
Yeah. And it's really... I think you can really start to trace things back to that old porn.
Mm.
You know? The fact that you...
I always go with childhood trauma and everything.
Something.
Yeah.
That's always my answer to any
trauma.
Psychological problem you have. It's
right.
Childhood trauma.
Yeah.
That you need to go deal with.
Well, the problem is a lot of porn you start to watch as a kid.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what you're... No, I know. Yeah. I know what you're... I get it. But It messes you up.
Mm-hmm.
The best part about this is that so many black guys are texting us like, damn, where do I sign up?
I can bang other guys' ladies? All the time, dude, nonstop.
Yeah, there's like, where's the sites?
They're out there.
Find them on your own.
Mm-hmm.
We can own, we can only go so far.
Right? Yeah.
We don't want to get involved in your cucks.
No.
You dirty cucks. So
it is definitely something that psychologists should look into. What's going on in a guy's mind that he wants to be so degraded that he'd let another guy into his lady?
Right.
Because something's going
on. It's a wild ride.
For sure.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.